Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The Delaware Historical Society has named Hannah Grantham the new director of the Jane and Littleton Mitchell Center for African American Heritage. The Mitchell Center works to promote the history of Delaware's African Americans, and Grantham comes to the center with an extensive background in musicology and museum work, most recently at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. And in this edition of History Matters, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon is joined by Grantham to discuss her new role.
I want to start with your work as a public historian with a background in musicology and museum work. Your research interests also revolve around, you know, music's material culture and 20th century Black music. That is all immensely interesting. So can you give us some insight into your background and those research interests?
Of course. Music itself is an archive, right? It embeds different periods of history, different conversations. We're constantly drawing from the past to inform new musical trends. I know a lot of critics of pop music will say that nothing is new, but I don't necessarily see a problem with that. I think we're just reformatting older things for new conversations. So I think that is a unique power of music to kind of draw us into the past and rethinking it. And it soundtracks everything. I think that I like to use the example of, like, think of your life as a movie. What were you listening to when? If you were replaying the moment that you fell in love with your significant other, what song would you score that to? The biggest moments in your life, you know, you defended that exam and what song was playing? Was it Rocky? Were you running up the stairs? These are big moments in our lives, and music is always surrounding us and it's always a part of that, even if we don't necessarily register that. Which I think is the cool thing about music, and everyone can kind of talk about music. I can go on overwhelmingly long about talking about music, but I think it's a common point that so many of us can relate to. But I think also it's such a great platform for critiquing in ways that don't dismantle, but offer alternatives or encourage people to think about the world differently. The Beatles did that. Stevie Wonder has done that. More contemporary artists have done that as well. I think a great example is obviously Beyonce. To go to someone perhaps less prominent, I think Rhiannon Giddens, who's a fellow North Carolinian, has always astounded me. I've admired her since I was a young teenager, but I think that her ability to bring historical research into music production is really thought-provoking, and it really exemplifies how music is this archive. It's a performative archive that draws on knowledge, that draws on embodied feelings and histories, the things that we don't always think to write down can speak to, those quieter moments of our lives.
Yeah, you are, being a musicologist, you might have the best job, truly. but in terms of this position, then, Hannah, what went into the decision to join the Mitchell Center for African American Heritage? You know, how'd you know it was a good fit for you, and what attracted you to the position then?
So I'll say I'd never actually anticipated staying in Delaware. It wasn't part of the grand plan. I came here in 2022 to start my doctoral studies at the University of Delaware, just thinking maybe I'd go back to Michigan where I was previously or on to the next adventure. But I managed to convince my fiance, a diehard Michigander, to move to Delaware. And we've really fallen in love with this area. People are so warm and friendly here, and everyone seems to have the history bug here, which is fun. We get into all of these really eccentric conversations about history. Everyone I meet here wants to have these types of conversations about the world around us and, you know, the constant presence of history all around us is here. But I think also just people are curious here, which is nice, which is not exactly your question. But to bring it back to why I wanted to stay here, I was just surprised by how much I liked it here. I love how central this is. I can be in Philly in 40 minutes. I can be in DC in 2 hours. So obviously the location alone is desirable, but I think that these opportunities to work with cultural heritage and the kind of, it's almost like a think tank around here in New Castle County. You have the University of Delaware's history departments, the material culture studies departments that are in such close relationships with those programs in Philadelphia. But also the number of cultural heritage organizations, Winterthur, the Hagley, and obviously the Delaware Historical Society, are these really exciting places that are rethinking how to do museum work and how to better center communities in this work, which is why I ultimately decided I wanted to stay here. I saw this job open. I was probably applying for jobs sooner than I think some of my advisors would have recommended, that I have never been one to just do one thing. I like doing many things, and I was very hesitant to completely remove myself from the workforce because I think that my academic scholarship benefits from my work being plugged into communities and regularly speaking to the public. I want to make sure that everything that I do always has people at the heart of it, and is something that they can consume. And I think that the Delaware Historical Society is rethinking this type of work. And Ivan was probably the only reason I really considered this position. He's an amazing person. He spoke to one of my classes when I was at the University of Delaware, and I really liked the way that he was just rethinking how we go about our lives and processes in museums, rethinking some of the red tape that we often put up, but rather kind of figuring out how to be a more responsive organization, which is really refreshing. Working with the bigger museums, oftentimes you are stymied by structures in place, which are there for a reason, but sometimes prevent us from being a flexible organization that can quickly respond to community needs. So I think that joining the Delaware Historical Society and being the director of the Jane and Littleton Mitchell Center is a really wonderful, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me to also, at this point in my career, where I've been here for about 10 years, but I'm really looking forward to that. What do I get to do for communities, and how do I really speak the language that I say that I'm speaking? I think that this is a really great opportunity to put that community-focused curatorial work into practice.
For yourself, Hannah, personally, your management style, how do you think all of what you bring to the table in terms of an experience standpoint and just you personally, how do you think all of that can or will impact the center and its outlook going forward?
I'm a project manager. I really love project management and Gantt charts and timelines, figuring out what it takes to make something happen. And so I already have the privilege of seeing that play out. We have a few community projects right now that I can speak about a little bit. We've been partnering with the Mother African Union Church, to amplify and generate more attention around the August Quarterly Festival. But I think already seeing how I can be a mediating force, but also an advisor to community organizations and working with them to help them tell their own stories, and helping them navigate the processes of how to put an exhibition on, how to bring together a committee to help them navigate or revisit some of the research, and how to amplify what they already know in more, I would say, scholarly streams or conversations, I think is something that I'm already getting to bring to the table. But I think also working with my colleagues who know the state so well, who know this history so well, and then putting our knowledge together with the communities to figure out ways to better make this information public. I've noticed that a lot of this really rich history in Delaware, people don't necessarily know outside of Delaware. So I really am excited to be a part of this team that's putting our heads together to figure out how do we get people to know about this? There's some really awesome things happening. It's incredible that the August Quarterly Festival has been going on for over 200 years. There are not things like that around the country. And just already in my early stages of research and poking around, I think I'm seeing iterations of that elsewhere. So I think that there's this spirit that we often don't attribute to Delaware as a gathering space, and an important one, not only because of its regional situation, but just because of who was here. We overlook that. So I'm really excited to be working with people and using my experience in museums and my networks and my friends nationwide to figure out how we can generate more interest and get people to pay more attention, but also to really turn a critical eye to this kind of overlooked history and really getting it written down and put into interpretive spaces where it can generate meaning for the public.
Yeah, and I know it's still early. Are there any, in terms of like the biggest adjustments to taking this position, is there anything that really sticks out or is about what you have expected at this point?
You know, every new job has things to learn, but I think what I've been excited about is just how open I am here. I get phone calls all the time. I get emails from folks, which is really exciting. That happens at every museum, but I think in other museums, there's more of kind of a wall of separation in some ways that makes it a little harder for people to get a hold of museum professionals. But I've really loved the conversations that I've had so far, and I like that people are so honest. I like to emphasize to folks that I'm transparent, but also I'm receptive and I want to hear things. So if you don't love what we have on display, or if you don't love something, I want to know about it because I can't help make it better until I know about it. So I really love how honest people have been, which can be surprising, I think, to some people, but it's nice to hear it. It's nice to hear what we can improve on and how we can think better and how community members are already doing that work and how I can just help uplift that. I'm really excited about that. But I think the most exciting and also different part is just I've been getting phone calls and emails from strangers. So I get to talk to new people every day.
Thanks to Hannah Grantham, director of the Mitchell Center for African American Heritage, and our Kyle McKinnon for showing us why history matters this week. And that'll do it for this edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking Newsletters at the top of the page. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show possible. Contributor Paul Kiefer, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny, and our senior producer, Kyle McKinnon. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into a First State of Mind.